Hey guys, it's Katie with Beauty's Got Muscle. First and foremost, I'd like to wish you all a very happy Halloween. If you're listening to this on Friday or Saturday, happy November, but I'm going to be talking about Halloween stuff, so I hope you're still interested. If not, sorry. Halloween has always been one of my favorite holidays for the fact that you can completely consume yourself into a character for one night and become someone else. And you get to eat a buttload of candy. I seem to always gravitate towards characters that have mustaches and are old men, Mark Twain being the top tier of my list. Got Ladywood down to the floor over that character. Most people will probably think I am Colonel Sanders from KFC, so my plan B is to have a bucket of chicken. Just kind of a win-win. Get to eat chicken and candy all night and be an old man with a mustache. But my fears with Halloween came in the day I got Ned. A top priority is always protecting this car. Normal nights, I expect mischief to brew. So on the night when mischief is brewing, teenagers or street youths or hooligans, their little cavity-ridden mouths and their pillowcases and their eggs and their shaving cream and their unethical values towards vehicles and people's property. You can imagine I am full-fledged psycho. The reason I get so fueled over these kids is because in the past, when I've been on candy duty, as we all have once in our life, and if you haven't, what kind of life have you led? I'm sorry if I've struck a nerve in saying that. Just get a bowl of candy and go out and do it once, and you'll understand. I had a group of 15 or so teenagers come up, all of them not in costume, holding these bags, demanding that I give them candy. Like, I opened the door and I was like, what are you guys dressed as? And they're like, we're teenagers. I'm like, yeah, no shit, I see that. It's essentially a holiday of freeloading, which we're all okay with under one condition, that you dress up in a costume. Costumes and candy kind of go hand in hand, and they're all intentionally not in costume. I'm not asking for them to completely dazzle me, because I don't expect them to begin with, but just, for God's sakes, put a bag over your head, at least so I don't have to look at your ugly mug when I know you're blatantly taking candy from me for free. And on top of that, they're packing heat with eggs and shaving cream that they're gonna go spray all over our shit. So I denied them candy. I told them to piss off. Then, I learned that that was not the best thing to do with a group of 15-year-old teenagers who were armed to the nines with eggs and shaving cream. They later came back in the night and did some nasty things to my lawn. Luckily, Ned was unharmed. However, it's the principle of the matter. So I've learned from this that you can't necessarily deny them candy because they're like gypsies or gremlins. If you don't pay the ransom, they'll come back and vandalize your stuff. So this is why I came up with the scarecrow tactic. You're gonna get a scarecrow costume. Very simple. If you got an old flannel or an old denim shirt, that'll do just fine. Some straw or even grass, I don't care. But straw works better because most scarecrows, I think, are made of straw. I don't know where the origins come from. I think it's because crows hate straw or are allergic to it. It hurts their claws. It's my assumption based on 0% facts because I know nothing of crows or straw. Any case, get yourself some straw. Now stuff your shirt and a mask. You're gonna need a mask because you gotta cover your face. That sounds criminal, but I mean, otherwise they'll know it's a person. You're gonna get a lawn chair or you're gonna sit on your deck and you're just gonna wait. This has been done before plenty of times, but my reasoning for doing this is so you can be out there and keep an eye on your car and everything that's going on and survey the situation. You can also do the bowl trick where you put the candy in your lap and scare them and have a good time with that. But again, be very wary when you scare these teenagers or when you scare anybody, taking a very big risk of catching a knuckle sandwich to the kisser if you scare the wrong person. All in all, you're kind of helpless. The best thing you can do is kind of keep an eye on the situation and have a little fun with it. In honor of the holiday, I have made a Halloween video of me and Ned dressed in our spooky best. You can check it out on the Heels on Wheels Facebook page or Beauty's Got Muscle Facebook page. Share it, like it, and most importantly, enjoy it. I hope you all have a very happy Halloween and that all your vehicles stay egg and shaving cream free. This has been Katie with Beauty's Got Muscle, presented to you by Heels on Wheels and the Performance Motorsports Network. Stay tuned after a quick message from our sponsors.